Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your thoughts on where things stand and the city's motion to try and get this suit dismissed by the judge?
So the city is going to always protect the interests and financial interests of the city of Buffalo and limit exposure. I do believe that from what I've heard so far, from what council members have heard, is we could see from court filings that the complainant had kept moving the goalpost in their argument. And so I think that weakened their ability to perform in court. I think that, city residents want to, number one, the service, so they want to make sure that they do have fluoride back in the water, that they're properly notified, and that we reduce the exposure to the city of Buffalo in lawsuits. If the city is moving towards, if our attorneys are moving, say that's dismissed, then they're saying that there's no merit to the case. And from what I know so far, is that the other side kept moving the bar of what their original complaint was. So that deviation from their original complaint so far into a lawsuit, I think that their move is to question the merit and the validity of their argument in court.
The city says that the suspension of the fluoride treatment was disclosed in plain language in every annual report for years that the residents cite in their lawsuit. But yet, when the news was originally reported back in 23, it seemed like that members of this governing body, other members of city government, were kind of caught off guard by it. Does that challenge the motion in any way that, trying for the city to try to get the judge to dismiss it, knowing that, the case was pretty much made because residents weren't made formally made aware of the lack of fluoride in water? And at the time, it seemed that members of city government were unaware of this as well.
Yeah, it's a really good question because council members were caught on the flat foot. I think that, to me, the way I look at this is the division between functionality and the legal of a legal threshold. So the city is going into court saying that this wasn't public documents, this was for public consumption, public members could consume this. But council members said, look, this just isn't functional with the sheer amount of information that comes to us, unless it's on a bill, widely on a bill, or if it's clocked in and you're talking about it in committee. We wouldn't know about it. So I think that in court, the city is going to make the position that, hey, we met the legal threshold. This was printed here, here, and here, open for public consumption. And then the council members will say, okay, you may have met the legal threshold, but next time you have to make sure that this is public, clearly attainable in a functional standpoint. Can you actually see this? The amount of fine print that I look at in a day, is a lot. So but I'm assuming that they're going to court to state that it doesn't meet the legal threshold.
Well, what are you hoping to hear the latest in terms of where this lawsuit goes and whether it be dismissed or if it continues and then the steps from there?
If the lawsuit does not have any merit to it, I would like to see the judge dismiss it. The city cannot afford to be keeping attorney's fees and claims and stuff like that for cases. I'm a member of the common council. I get sued because I don't have the right suit on or because someone doesn't like the scrutiny of my application, and people don't realize that comes at a serious cost to the municipality. People are allowed their due process and their day in court, but if the city's saying, look, this motion has kept on morphing and changing in their arguments, we're wasting a sheer amount of city resources on a court case that's just not cutting the mustard. Hopefully that it's expeditious and it's not that we wrap this up and we come to some determination.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.